Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, I want to tell you guys about the Permessant Delay Spray. It's been used by over 1 million men, and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. Maybe you guys don't know this, but the average woman takes over 18 minutes to climax, and the average man takes just about 5 minutes, so that gap right there is really a big problem in the bedroom. You want to pleasure your woman. You want to make sure that you can get her off too, and that's why you got to use the Permessant Delay Spray. There are no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscription required. Just better sex, guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. I'm telling you right now, I've used this before. I use it when if I'm going to have sex with my chick, if I hadn't seen her in a couple days, I'm going to just right away, I'm going to fucking pop all over the place. Look at all the girls in the booth. They're getting so turned on just thinking about this. That's why I just spray a little Permessant on. It numbs it off. I get to go much longer, have much better sex. Everybody's happier. She's happier. I'm happier. It's a better way to do it. So right now, go to Permessant.com. That's P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once again, that's Permessant.com. All right, let's start the show. All right, guys, before we start today's show, I got to let you know about some brand new merch that we're dropping at podcastmerch.com for the Real Ass Podcast. Go to podcastmerch.com between November 29th and December 6th and pick yourself up the brand new limited edition embroidered crew neck and jogger combo. I'm telling you right now, this is the coolest fucking gear we've done yet. It's embroidered. It's high quality. It's both the crew neck sweater and the jogger pants. If you order them by December 6th, you will be guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Once again, podcastmerch.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh, shit, baby boys.
I'm sick. Damn it.
I was going to try to fake it the whole time. I'm like, you know what it is? I've been fighting off this cold. I have a little bit of a cough.
You just flew twice, so I'm sure that dried your throat out.
A little bit of a dry cough, and I can't taste anything. But beyond that, I'm fine. I'm really fine with everything else. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. What's up, kid?
That's me. How are you, Ben?
That's me. Zach D'Amico. Hello.
Hey, man.
It's my impression of you. Hello, I'm Zach.
All right, I'll take it.
Hello, I'm Zach. You look like you should have a British accent. Hello.
That's a nice way of telling someone they're ugly.
Can you?
you look like you should have a British accent.
Can you just do a British accent? Remember we did that British accent show that one day?
Yes, I do, Lewis.
Can you do a British accent the whole show today?
That's the only one I like to do.
I really love it.
I'm from Liverpool, like the Beatles.
All right, look, we have a great show planned today. As always, two incredible guests. You guys know her from the Wet Spot on Compound Media and the Chrissy Mayer podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chrissy Mayer's on the show.
Hi, it's so great to be here. I was supposed to be here.
Right! Wow. That's way too loud, guys.
I was supposed to be here last Monday, but, you know, I was bumped for Tim Dillon, so...
Is that what happened?
It's great to finally be here.
All I said was, Tim Dillon's coming in. Make sure that nobody that he doesn't like is in studio. That's all I said to Shannon, so I don't know
Does
what happened.
Does he not like...
Is that what happened, Shannon?
I've been wondering this.
It's not what happened.
I wanted Chrissy on the show. I call it Chrissy Mayer Mondays.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, that's how it happened.
No, yeah, you were bumped for Tim Dillon, but it wasn't exactly bumped for Tim Dillon. It was fucking...
I understand getting bumped for Tim Dillon, but I don't understand is you picked Colm Terrell over me.
It's not picking Colm Terrell.
That Irish coat hanger. He just sat there.
You know what it was? We actually had Sergio Chacon coming in, Sergio, can I tell you why I like Sergio? Sergio is just not offensive. He's just a silly, likable guy. He brings in snakes. It's just a fun thing to sort of bounce off of. If I get you and Tim Dillon in the fucking same room, I'm listening to, we're talking about Kenosha, we're talking about Rittenhouse, we're talking about fucking, you know, the Great Reset. I don't need to deal with any of that. I want to keep it silly, keep it funny. So I kept you and Tim on opposite sides of the fucking world because I want to get the best out of both of you guys. And putting you and Tim Dillon on the same show together here in this podcast would have been a terrible fucking podcast. Lewis and Tim. Why is it so loud? Can we please just get it down a lot? Thank you. Thank you. I did it. I did it myself, guys. So yeah, that's why it just wasn't, in my opinion, the best pairing for the most conducive to funny. Mm-hmm. Is that crazy?
I don't know. I think it sounds a little bullshitty, but it's okay.
Are you kidding me? Why would you think I would not put you on the show? What other reason? I couldn't be any more honest right now. What other reason except for the fact that it wouldn't be as funny?
We couldn't go full alt-right. Like, we had to have...
what is the ulterior motive here except for the fact... I mean, it's almost borderline offensive what I'm saying. Like, I'm not sugarcoating it. I don't think it would have been as good of a show had it been you and Tim. And then once Sergio couldn't do it, I had Colm come in. Colm's a fucking... He's a dummy.
He's unoffensive.
You guys are gonna fuck. It's not about it being offensive. You guys are gonna go down a heavy political fucking annoying path.
That's not necessarily true.
Yes, it is necessarily true.
I don't know.
I get the best out of you, Chrissy. Listen, no offense. Look, I'm not hating fucking on the Chrissy Mayer experience, okay? But that's fucking very political heavy. You guys get into some serious conversations. Wet Spot is great. It's a bunch of whores coming in talking about whoring.
It's fun.
This is the point. You and Tim would be fucking poisoned together, and nobody would like that. And I wanted people to both enjoy the Tim Dillon appearance on the show, and I want them to enjoy the Chrissy Mayer appearance on the show. My whole goal and my whole job is to create the absolute best experience possible for the viewers and listeners.
So you don't want any rabbit holes.
Yeah, I just didn't want to fucking go. Who knows where it could have ended up? I don't know.
Okay.
Chrissy, you know this.
Okay.
What do you think? What's your theory?
I don't know. I was wondering if he didn't like me and he asked to have me removed.
Really? Oh, you
because
think it's
he Tim. Hasn't answered any of my texts since he like got more famous. So
well, that's
like,
probably true
happened?
As well. That's also probably true.
Oh, I mean, I'll fully.
No, but I swear to God, ask Shannon. Shannon, here, you. This is what you have right now.
Yeah.
For the next minute. 100% honesty about anything that anybody asks you. 100% honesty. It could be about me. It could be about Zach. It could be about anything in the world.
Okay. Is this for everybody in the room?
It's for everybody in the room or callers. 573-GASLINE. Now is your fucking 1 minute. 573-GASLINE. Call in, chime in, ask Shannon anything. Shannon, am I lying? What was our conversation last week?
This is exactly the truth. I mean, I have the text messages. I promise. Ooh. This is nothing from Tim Dillon. We actually rearranged the entire week of shows to like switch people around in different spots.
Because I care. People think I just fucking randomly come in and go, oh, we'll see what fucking happens today. No, I care about it being a great show. And Shannon, in turn, she has because she books the show, but she essentially has taken on my brain. And she makes decisions for me for what she thinks I would enjoy best. Is this right or is this wrong, Shannon?
This is right.
Yeah, she's your conduit.
She's my conduit.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I said, right?
Yeah. Conduit. Yeah.
Shannon, my fat. All right.
You do have maximum amount of titties on this show.
We have this every time.
This side of the table
I'm
is
here,
titty heavy.
Every time I'm here, there's a lot of titties.
I hugged Chrissy. When I walked in, I hugged her and. I was like, Chrissy gives great hugs. And she was like, thank you. And then I, very disrespectfully, was like, those big fat fucking titties smash it up against your chest. And that's what I meant. That if anybody says you give a good hug, if it's a woman.
That's what that means.
It just means you have big fat tits and you can
feel. No, I bet Chrissy gives good upside down hugs too.
This is how great.
What?
Chrissy's tits are fucking phenomenal. Let me explain. And I don't mean to sexually harass you because I know that you are a fucking, you know, serious media member.
He doesn't mean
now.
To do it.
I'm not meaning to trash you. This is not trashing you. Your tits are fucking phenomenal. You say you know Chrissy got great tits. Yeah. It's because when you hug her, you can feel the buoyancy through your own chest. It's incredible. Wow. Can you give Anthony a hug so he can feel what I'm talking about?
Yeah, come here. All right. You want to stand up?
You got to stand up.
Just you Anthony, know, stand up.
Wait a second. This might actually.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Hug. Okay.
Slowly. Do you feel that? You could feel You could feel almost like the
I mean, I feel, you know what, it's weird though, because my titties and her titties are combining, and it's almost creating like a rip in the time continuum.
They're high fiving. Yeah.
It's a, it's like two negatives.
It was two pot. Well, it's like you're causing a vacuum of tits.
This is going to be a great show, and I'm very happy to have both of you guys back on the show. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get our show fucking going. And yeah, let's call it a real ass morning. Christy, what do you got to plug?
Woo, a lot. I'm taping my first album on January 6th. Yes, I chose that date on purpose, in Levittown on Long Island at Governor's. So I got a bunch of shows leading up to that. December 11th, I'll be with Comedians of the Compound in Morris Plains. Then on the 12th, I'm headlining Hartford Funny Bone. On the 13th, I'm going to the Little Rock Loony Bin. And then the 15th and 16th, me, Aaron Berg, and Anthony Cumia will be back in Dallas, doing Hyenas in Dallas, and then a bunch of shit for the Blaze. And then, yeah, the album taping on the 6th at Governor's in Levittown.
Sick.
So, very excited about that.
Go support Chrissy. Chrissy's a hilarious comedian, contrary to what Tim Dillon thinks of her, her whole thing. Zenhauser?
A lot of podcasts with Tom Dillon coming up. I'll be at the Cracker Barrel on Tuesday.
I love the Cracker Barrel.
Pretty much. Oh, I'm working with you guys at Laugh It Up this weekend.
Sick. You are.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be hosting that show.
That's awesome.
So I'll see you guys on Friday and Saturday. 7 o'clock show on Saturday. 7, 9:30 on Saturday.
Sick.
And I got Late Again with Zen coming out. It's a mock news show that I wrote all by myself, and it's just making fun of the news, silly stuff. I got some more Less Younger coming out. Go to my Instagram, The Zen Comic, and Twitter, The Zen Comic. And that's it for
Who's
now.
Who's Zen Comedy 1969?
That was an old Twitter account that got banned.
Oh, all
because
right.
I was not politically correct.
That makes sense.
On that one. This is right when things were getting bad on Twitter, where you couldn't say you could say retard for a while, and then all of a sudden you couldn't say stuff like retards.
I say retard.
Yeah, but you got a blue check mark. You're kind of
Are you safe? Can you say retard if you have a blue check
really?
Mark?
Really?
Sure.
I had a retarded great uncle. So I think if you have somebody in your family, you can also say it.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nobody can prove that.
He's a great retard.
This is how
the great retard, not the great reset.
Zach can make out.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Back up Twitter, ZH Book Show. Be on the road with Lewis this weekend. Check out my other podcast, Bye Guys at Ian Finance. Zach and Mika's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight.
Hell yeah. This weekend, that's right, myself, the great Zach and Miko, and now Anthony Zenhauser as well, laughing up at Poughkeepsie, New York, the 26th, 27th. Then next month we'll be at the Dark Comedy Festival in Toronto, December 17th and 18th. Then Lexington, Kentucky's coming up, Hartford, Connecticut, and many, many more dates. Go to lewisofskanks.com to check out all of the dates that are coming up. Yeah. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetworks.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows on the network. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And that's really it. That's all I got to plug, right? Shannon, you want to plug?
Listen to The Thing Is on Gas Digital Network this week. On the live show on Tuesday, we have Lisa Ann coming on the show.
Ooh.
Oh, fun. I haven't seen Lisa Ann in a while.
That old soldier.
That old bag of bones.
She is quite old now, isn't she? But she looks good.
She
looks great, dude. She used to be on the network.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember them. I went to her house to do her podcast once.
Ooh. And her husband wasn't home?
No. It was like, dude, she was so hot in person.
Oh, she got stuck in the laundry.
What are you doing? Well, I can't. Your husband's going to be home soon. I can't do that.
Yeah, she was fucking. She, in person, Lisa Ann is like, fucking striking, like uncomfortably beautiful.
She had makeup on, or she was pale, like totally
undone. She was done up. She was has fucking. To. She was. But I'm not like. Here's the thing, and no offense to Lisa or any old porn stars.
Old.
I'm never gonna be jerking off to some old lady. That's psychotic. Why? That is a crazy way to be. Cause I'm a dilf. I'm a dad. Like I don't. This is not a fucking fantasy for me to be like, oh, just some bitch my age. Let's go.
I think it's for other people to decide if you're a dilf. I don't think you get to call yourself a dilf.
Fine, you're right. But I am a dilf. Shannon, am I a dilf? Shannon.
You're a dad. Some people would like to fuck. So yes.
People fuck me, and they like it. So. I mean, you know, I guess a dad, a dolph, dad others a would dolph. Like to fuck.
A dad others would fuck.
A dolph.
Dad others would like to fuck. Dolph is so good.
adult.
They just get older for me. Like the old, I just like old women. So the older I get,
push it back.
I'm hitting in the mid 60s right now.
You'll beat off to a 60-year-old porn chick.
I will fucking.
How's your relationship with your mom?
I masturbate to her. It's pretty obvious. It's good. I have a great relationship with my mom.
We all do.
Maybe relationship with my mom?
Yeah, she's cool. She's a good woman. Yeah, no. If I'm going to look at porn and masturbate to a woman, it's going to be either her 18th birthday.
Right.
The
day before her 18th birthday.
Or I go on the dark web. The age bracket has to be, that's what's hot about it. So MILF porn, what was hot is when you were 21 years old, you'd be like, oh shit, I'm watching MILF porn. You would fantasize about your friend's mom and like whatever the situation is. You'd sort of, now, like watch, just like, I'm like, I can get these bitches.
Where's my blood pressure medicine?
Also, the allure of MILF porn is like when you're younger, it's like the women that are more sexual are all older than you. Yes. And like moms and like the women that are your age are barely giving hand jobs. So that's like part of the fantasy.
It really is.
That women our age are barely giving hand jobs?
No, when you're young, when you're in your teens.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. I mean,
well, they say that women are in their sexual prime when they're like 40, right? And men hit their sexual peak when they're like 18.
Woo, something like that. Let's 18, get 19.
It. That was it. How old are you, Chris? You're getting up there, huh?
I just turned 38.
Oh my God.
I know.
When was your birthday?
On the 11th.
Happy birthday, Chrissy. Thanks. Happy fucking birthday, Chrissy. Holy shit.
I'm keeping that a secret from everybody.
I decided I was not going to be a woman who lies about her age, but instead have people be like, oh, wow, you look slightly younger.
No, you look, well, that's the thing.
We're like, on the dot, whatever.
You know, you're now at an age for the next 10 years, as long as you keep this up, right? Because you look great. But as long as you keep this up, you've now reached your prime, technically. Because, no, this is going to sound... You're hot. Chrissy, you've always been hot. I've known Chrissy for at least a decade. Chrissy's hot.
Forever.
Okay, attractive woman. That's not even a debate, okay? You're a very attractive woman. But you're not that hot for 28. You're really hot for 38.
I'll take it. That's okay. I'm not trying to be 28.
But you sort of look this way since I've known you. You've
aged into your face and body.
Yes, you've.
I know what you're trying to say because some men look like they're 50 all their life, and then they get there, and you're like, great, you're at your spot.
It's not even that you
look Benjamin Button your way.
You didn't look old. It's not like when you were 26 years old.
I didn't look good when I was in my 20s. Like
You didn't look old. You sort of looked the same, but whatever it is, at 38, I'm like, wow, Chrissy's a fucking smoke show.
Yeah.
You know how they say when you're getting chased by a lion?
What's happening?
Zach was turning into a werewolf.
Yeah. They say when you're chased by a lion, you don't have to be faster than the lion. You just have to be faster than the other people.
Yes.
That's kind of what you did.
Okay, I'll take it.
That was worth it. That was worth it.
I'm not trying to be a lion. Yeah, I don't want to be faster than a lion. That was good.
Chrissy's faster than the other people. Great. Yeah, that's...
I just want to be faster than the people I went to high school with.
But this is like a thing that you've like, you know, that's great. Like Shannon wishes this was her life. Shannon by the minute is depreciating in value.
No.
And I feel like you have another 2 or 3 years of going up, Chrissy. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Before you start to, with makeup and surgeries, you could hold on to this level of hot for another decade. And at 48, Chrissy, you might be one of the hottest 48-year-old women in the world.
That's what I want. Wow.
Like, you wouldn't go to your 10-year high school reunion, but you're definitely looking forward to your 20-year high school reunion because you know at that point, bitches are starting to fade.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that would be your 20-year high school reunion now, right?
Yeah. Wow, yeah, it would be now.
20 years, huh? Almost made it.
That's crazy.
We would have had it during the mine would have been during the pandemic. No one even mentioned a 20-year high school reunion, and I wasn't successful enough at the 10-year high school reunion to justify going.
But see, other guys with GEDs showed up. For the high school reunion?
Yeah, but they're playing a different game. Like, for those guys, that GED was the top of the fucking mountain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at 10 years in comedy, where I was at, the money that I was making, where I was at, what I was doing with my career, I was aiming for a pretty fucking crazy goal, and I was at the very bottom still.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I could have been a successful GED haver, or I could have been a loser fucking comedian. Those guys were still walking around cocksure like they were fucking killing it. And I was in there like a fucking loser.
Now they're cock unsure.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. That's a gun cock. Oh. Thank you.
The term is cockfused.
Cockfused.
Cocksure.
Cockfused.
Let's take a quick moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com is an online service with every auto part at the best possible prices. You don't need to go to an auto body shop and have a conversation with a guy who's getting paid a commission to upsell you. Go online, do your research, buy your auto parts directly from the source, and spend less money.
Yeah, guys, these this site, they've been in business for 20 years. It's no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, and never have quite what you need. And this is a great deal for if you're a mechanic, a guy who works on their own car, or if you're a moron like me who knows nothing about vehicles.
Yeah, they already have the best prices possible. There's no promo code. There's no discount code. Just go to rockauto.com, purchase your stuff directly from them. And if you do purchase anything, make sure you let them know you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Once again, rockauto.com. Okay, where were we?
Oh, shit. So, yeah, let's talk real quick about, I mean, the whole Rittenhouse thing, at this point, it's just becoming so boring for people to even care about this is kind of fucking crazy. Everything is so blown up. It turns into this big thing. I mean, it's just a fucking, I don't care about a fucking, it's just...
You're beside yourself.
It sounds insensitive to say, but it's just like people fucking die. Why is it that this case was blown up into such a big, crazy fucking thing? And then they just spin it. They're acting like it's about race. They're acting like, no, the reality is it's about a bunch of fucking idiots acting like idiots across the board. Literally everybody, including Kyle fucking Rittenhouse, okay? These guys, they all want to go out and Dave Smith used the term LARPing Civil War. That's what they're doing. They're going out there and they want to play these fucking games. You bring a gun into an environment like that, people end up fucking dead. The other people are idiots too. They were aggressors. Do you go after a fucking dude with a you got a skateboard and the guy's got a gun? You brought a skateboard to a gunfight? Guess what? Stupid fucking move. But it's just a bunch of fucking morons across the board. Everybody that was there are a bunch of fucking morons. And the people who are really passionate about it on either side, for the most part, come off like fucking morons.
It's like he wouldn't have been there if there weren't people rioting, looting, pillaging. It's like you can't fault a firefighter in case a woman gets burned in a fire. You know what I mean? Like,
but he's not a firefighter. He's a kid, right? And he's a 17-year-old. And I don't trust a 17-year-old. To be honest with you, I wouldn't trust a 17-year-old to be the person who cleans up the studio here. I shit you not. If they came in and they said, we've hired a 17-year-old to clean the studio every day and to show up on time, I would go, no fucking way. They're not responsible enough. They don't know how to fucking wipe their own asshole yet. So why is it that we're going to give a 17-year-old carte blanche to go into an environment with an assault rifle and be like, I'm going to clean up the fucking streets? That's psychotic. Yeah, I don't think that...
He didn't leave with that gun without the idea of going, I'm going to shoot some people.
I don't agree with that necessarily either. I don't know that he was necessarily trying to kill people. I think people that have guns and that are used to guns, they're not the death machines that people like to say they are, right? So people who are responsible gun owners, they go, I grew up with guns. A gun is just what I have. I think when we see a gun, an assault rifle, I remember right after 9/11, I moved to New York City, the cops all had assault rifles.
And it was scary.
Was fucking scary. Like, really scary. Like, really intimidating. And I was like, holy shit.
But once you hold one, they're not that scary anymore.
It's still, I've held them, and they're still kind of scary. But if I was holding them since I was 4 years old and learning how to clean them, and my family was hunting, and it's just not the same exact thing. So, no, I don't believe that he walked out of his house going, like, I'm going to kill people today. Killing people is a very fucking serious thing. I think that he was going to play fuck... The same thing with George Zimmerman. He went to go fucking play hero, and he wanted to... And he put
himself... He went to go play cop.
Wasn't thinking that, hey, this could probably end up with me actually fucking hurting somebody or myself getting hurt. He didn't think that far ahead because he's a 17-year-old kid. And that's the way 17-year-olds... It's the same reason I almost robbed a KFC when I was 19 years old. While I was sitting outside with a fucking screwdriver in my pocket ready to do it. Because I wasn't considering the fact that $2,500 was not worth the next 10 to 20 years of my life going to prison, right? I didn't think that far ahead. Kids are fucking dumb. We think we're invincible. So that's what fucking happened here. The whole property rights thing, yes. I guess there's an argument that somebody should go and do it. If the police aren't going to do it, somebody should do it.
Sure. If my son wanted to go out and fucking play cops with a fucking assault rifle, I would literally chain him to the fucking basement and say, no, you're not. Are you out of your fucking mind? You're going to end up getting hurt or somebody else is going to end up
getting
hurt.
There's a difference, though, between a 17-year-old from this area and a 17-year-old like from Wisconsin. And he was like clearly very well trained on that. And like what people don't think about is because of that scary looking weapon, like how many people didn't attack him, how many people he didn't shoot, you know, like he was very restrained.
He could have easily have just sprayed into the crowd of people that were protesting. I mean, this could have been a mass shooting incident where a crazy kid goes in with an automatic weapon.
I agree. Shoots, it's not that.
Just decides to just, I just want to kill people. Like, I just want to kill motherfuckers. I hate black people. I don't believe in Black Lives Matter. I'm that's me talking about
it. I knew it.
But this guy was spending most of his time cleaning up graffiti that these pigs were just destroying the city. He decided that he actually does have family in Kenosha, by the way. So he made a trip. He felt like he wanted to kind of, at least if people see a gun, and generally, if you see a gun, you go, I'm not going to fuck with that
person. You kind of respect that.
I'm not going to fuck with this guy. I'm not saying
unless you have a gun too, and then you have two people with guns pointing them at each other and people die.
With doves flying.
Yes, I agree. And by the way, I don't think this Kyle Rittenhouse kid is a bad kid. I don't think that I don't think he's a bad person. I don't think that he's a cold-hearted killer. I do believe that he genuinely was going like, I'm going to help people today. That's the idea of it. I'm still saying he's a fucking moron for bringing an assault rifle into a fucking violent protest.
He would have died if he hadn't had that gun.
He shouldn't have gone. He just shouldn't have gone.
I agree with you up to the point where he made a decision. And now
it's just not his place to go and play fucking hero. I just don't really understand that side of it. You know, is that criminal? I don't know. I don't think that he should. It's necessary.
That's why we had a trial and we saw it. And yeah, the justice system made that decision.
I'm not arguing with the result of the trial. I'm just saying it's a fucking 17-year-old kid. Let's stop putting this fucking 17-year-old kid on a pedestal like he's some sort of fucking hero. No, he made a pretty stupid decision. That's really what happened. He made a pretty dumb decision to bring an assault rifle into a violent fucking protest. That's on either side. I don't give a fuck what side you're on. If you bring an assault rifle into a violent protest, I'm going like, yeah, you're a fucking moron. This is going to probably escalate. If there's people throwing bricks, they're also morons. If there's people spray painting shit, they're also morons. There could be more than one moron. It doesn't need to be one side's white, one side's black. No, one side's right, one side's wrong. I think that there's a bunch of fucking idiots that are out there. All the kids protesting, the kids who are LARPing as fucking, you know, military, I think they're all fucking idiots.
It could have been worse. I mean, he could have driven a red SUV. It would have been mass casualties.
Is that the rapper?
Yes.
I didn't see that. We're going to go that one. Good
transition. From like a lady point of view, yeah, I look at him, oh, this poor 17-year-old kid felt like, wow, the cops aren't doing shit. I have to step up and protect this property. That sucks.
So, all right, but with that, all the poor 17-year-old kids on the other side are going, oh, the cops aren't doing shit. We got to step up and, you know, destroy things in order to get their attention. Fine, you know what I'm saying, but it depends on where do you fall on that side of the argument, right? You can make the argument either way. I say let the cops go do their fucking jobs. I mean,
but they weren't
destroying people's private businesses to make a point about police brutality. It doesn't really make any sense.
Terrible.
I think they should.
Yeah, that would be like if our country was based on protests because of taxes from Britain, and we just went and threw their tea in the water.
you should have done your British accent for that one.
Yeah, I mean, look,
but.
I'm definitely not on the side of people violently protesting. I never have been, right? I just think that, you know, I don't think that other 17-year-old kids that have assault rifles should look at this and go, that's the way to handle this, right? If there's protests going on, let me go bring a fucking gun out there and have a war. That's a crazy way to be. I don't know what else to say. Like, that's not a fucking hero. A 17-year-old kid that brings a gun into that situation is making a stupid decision. Maybe if it's coming from a good place, that's fine. It doesn't mean that it's still not a stupid decision.
Well, I'm not saying he's a hero. I'm not saying he was like, he saved the day. He didn't save the day. I mean, stuff still happened despite whether the fact he would be there or not. You know, but he got arrested, just like, and that's usually the argument for people who, for when quote unquote black people, you know, hurt
thank
white
God,
people.
You didn't just quote unquote the people part.
Quote unquote black people.
That's dangerous territory, man.
But I mean, people go, well, the liberal argument when a black guy gets arrested, for like that black guy that shot that 2-year-old white kid in the head. Like that when that was a big story on Facebook. Oh my God! See now the black people are killing white people. It's okay. Liberals were going, wait, they arrested him. They arrested him, didn't they? He got convicted. Well, yeah, they arrested Kyle Rittenhouse too. and he stood trial. They didn't like the verdict. I mean, this is what it just comes down
to. Are they rioting now?
It's a big, unnecessary trial.
Well, I mean, we're getting into that. I mean, maybe something that happened last night could be, you know, something that what's the word I'm looking for?
A result?
Retribution for, you know, what happened for the verdicts. I mean, who knows? I mean, now it gets weird. Everything is going to start getting really weird and now relatable depending on
the problem is where this it happens. So people do that. They go, look, this black guy was let off because he, and then they go, look at this white guy who was convicted.
Right.
It's like, you could literally take every single fucking shorthand case and there's so much nuance. There's different cops, there's different juries, there's different judges, there's different jurisdictions, there's different laws. There's so much that goes into it, and people love to just take one little specific right. case and try to make a point. It's all fucking, it's all ridiculous. You know, I want to move on because I do want to talk about this amateur rapper killing 5 and injuring 40 while driving through a Christmas parade. That's fun.
This is what happens when you celebrate Christmas too early.
It is true. Let's see.
You gotta wait till after Thanksgiving.
Is that it? Is that the rule for you? No
some
Christmas decorations?
I don't get so mad about it. I would drive through a crowd of people, but like, yeah, I think you gotta wait till after Thanksgiving to put
the tree. I think it
up.
Should be the tree the day after Thanksgiving should be the tradition. And I don't think that's anybody's specific tradition.
I think the beginning of Christmas is the end of the Macy's Day Parade when Santa Claus comes.
Yeah.
That should be the start.
That's Christmas is here. Santa has arrived. I agree. I like it. I completely agree. What happened here? What is this Christmas parade, first of all?
Oh, what is the parade?
Yeah, it's in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah, so I can tell you a little bit about the guy. His name is Darryl Brooks Jr. He's 39. He's an amateur rapper. He had just been he had just posted bail on November 19th of $1,000 on charges of battery, disorderly conduct, bail jumping, and resisting an officer. They believe that possibly on the day that he drove the car through the crowds, that he was fleeing a knife attack, but that hasn't been confirmed yet. I can show you a video of him driving through the crowd.
Let's see.
I want to listen to one of his songs.
I have one.
Kill all the white people with my truck. Kill all the white people.
Oh, God.
I mean, I hate parades, too.
To be honest with you, if there's one thing that I want to see a truck driven through,
it's a parade.
Just a fucking high school.
Right.
Fucking a bunch of high school marching bands, the best in their counties.
Right. Some local coups. They made the queen of the fucking Thanksgiving festival.
I play quick, Shannon. For God's sake.
Oh, it's stopped in the video. It's a different video than I watched this
morning.
There
is a version that they're playing on mainstream media that like stops right before the car hits
anybody. Yeah, because it's really fucking horrific.
It is annoying.
Watching these people get mowed down.
It's bad that it's 70 miles. It's that from above Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yes, that's what it feels like. Then he would have had 4 stars on him at that point. It went from 0 stars to 4 stars.
When he takes out just one row of people holding floats and the other people float away.
Take out like the take out the flute players because they're like all the popular girls in high school.
Fucking hit a tuba player, it doesn't even knock him down.
Yeah. He's like, wah, wah.
Like, can we see it now, please, Shannon?
I'm trying to find one that shows more than that.
The media is trying to fucking cover it up, dog. They don't want you to see a black man causing trouble, bro.
That's true.
That's what it is, dude. It's the fucking system, bro.
It's stop Asian hate all over again.
Yo, they wanted to pin it on a white guy as soon as it happened on Twitter. There were some fake accounts putting like a white. Look for this guy. He looked like Ari Shaffir. It was like, check out for this guy. It was like some nebbishy Jewish looking dude.
Well, also,
meanwhile,
wait,
it's a black guy.
While you're doing that, the other thing is with the whole Rittenhouse case, right? Wasn't one of the guys that was killed, he was a child molester?
Yes, like multiple times.
But is that hearsay or he was convicted of having sex with a child?
Yes.
First of all, he killed two white guys. He maimed another white guy. There was no black people that were actually injured. He didn't target anybody in particularly. He was being assaulted by people at the protest or they're whoever you want to ask. They were freedom fighters. They were trying to stop him from stopping them.
Right.
I guess that was the argument, right?
But to play devil's advocate, right? If you're a person watching it and a person has an assault rifle and starts pointing at people, I'm assuming it's a mass fucking shooting.
Right, me too.
I'm not assuming it's some dude that's cleaning graffiti that's fucking like.
Sure.
There's so much going on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know, you know, once again, we're not there. I just know that if you try to hit a guy in the head with a skateboard and he's got a gun, He's gonna shoot you.
Yeah, probably not gonna.
I don't feel yeah. bad for the guy who's.
Unless it's Tony Hawk, then you'd be like, "Wow,
I don't gonna get your autograph."
Yeah,
I don't like the idea that they were using the criminal records as a justification to kill these people because
their assigned executioner.
Right. Most people have criminal records for either.
And did he know those things about them?
No, he didn't.
Also, you have people on that are like say, look, the judge said he's innocent, so that's that. But then they want to throw into the fact that these people had criminal records that they, it was like, well, right. did they pay their service, the debt to society or not? You know, the child molester. Mm-hmm. No, fuck that. That guy.
Well,
should
I mean,
just
again,
dead.
Maybe
there is a God and they put him there to fucking kill that child molester. I have no idea, but.
We argue about what does it mean, like, to molest a child? I mean,
oh my God.
You know, to
what was the child wearing?
Did he come?
Come or no come?
That's a big deal, brother. If you don't come and you fucking get arrested, then shot to death, you're like, dude.
Right.
I found a video that shows a little bit more, but it's blurred out. Coming? But you can at least see a little bit more.
Juicy face. Oh. It's
going to continue.
Those instruments are expensive.
Can you imagine
too?
Having to die with that stupid Santa Claus hat on your fucking head?
Here's my problem with Shannon. I feel like this is on Reddit all over the place. The unedited video.
Looks like he just left.
Maybe she doesn't
want
to go into the dark web.
That blur doesn't look good. It looks like he just ran over a bunch of Asian genitals.
What?
It's a streak of justice, is what that is. Fucking laying the law down. And this is very similar. This is we've seen terrorist acts before where people drive trucks into crowded areas. Yeah. I mean, this is nothing new. If you go back a few years, if you remember, like in France, I believe, was it France or Spain or somewhere in Europe, there was a guy who drove.
There was one in England.
Yeah.
There was one at a concert.
Hello.
Wasn't there an Ariana Grande concert or something?
No, Ariana Grande was a bombing.
Yeah, there was a bombing. Yeah. Right.
But yeah, no, people have been doing the truck attacks for a while.
Yeah.
We need to ban all these assault vehicles.
So now this guy's playing. Yeah.
They're dangerous.
Yeah, all these big trucks. No, it says now this guy's claiming. Now they're calling him an amateur rapper because that's a big. They're trying to take away from the fact that he's anything but a black guy. Hmm. He's a rapper. Well, he's a father of.
No,
three.
Rappers are code because when I was a kid, my dad wouldn't let me wear my hat backwards and said, because I don't want you to look like a rapper.
A big lipped, flat nosed rapper.
We all know what rapper's code for.
Right.
I do have a video of
his. It's like saying urban youth.
Of what?
I have one of his rap videos.
Urban music. Oh, can we?
I want to buy his album now. I mean, definitely, this is a great way to get your shit out. Was he playing his rap? Oh, yeah, here we go.
Is that his eyebrow? Oh, no, that's a tattoo.
You know what? I hate parades, motherfucker. Parades,
don't celebrate Christmas too early.
Serenade, motherfucker. My parade, motherfucker.
See my parade. I'm going to be mowing you down in my Escalade.
It's not a charade.
It's not a charade.
Y'all gonna get played.
I like drinking two-punch Minute Maid.
Don't celebrate Christmas till you see.
I can't believe you didn't think to say Kool-Aid.
Till you see Santa wave.
Rap battle lost. That's his truck, too. That's the truck he used to kill everybody.
No, it
had to be. It's a red truck.
Oh, it's a red truck.
Yeah, it's the same one.
That's his other red truck, Lewis. That's his four other red. He's an amateur rapper.
I got nothing but red trucks.
People know two things about me. I love red trucks and I hate parades.
This could be gang related. I see some handkerchiefs.
I
over
see
there.
A lot of red. Maybe he is with the Bloods or the Crips.
he definitely turned people into a lot of Crips.
All right. Can we, do we have the.
Maybe he thought it was a Christmas parade.
Like you got a Christmas parade.
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
Christmas.
Like
man, there sure are a lot of elderly people and children at this Crips parade.
I feel like Scottie Pippen when I'm here. I just go, you're just dunking it, you motherfucker. Michael Jordan, motherfucker.
Is there any other video?
Wait, I think so. Hold on.
There's plenty of video. There's so many videos of this guy killing everybody.
I mean, all I want to do is see a video of this guy killing people, and I cannot.
Here's a good one.
I cannot.
This is a good one. Yeah, this one. Like you can see like the little kids watching, too. I think a couple of kids got killed, too.
Really?
Seven people.
You know, those kids shouldn't have been there. They should have stayed home. Who's letting these kids come out?
Whoa.
Jesus.
Well, what a shitty.
Wait, I didn't
what a
even
shitty.
See
right through the
camera
on girls. Was he also working the camera while driving?
I gotta get this.
Oh my God. What?
Oh, shut up, lady. Shut up, white Karen.
Jesus.
Oh my God, get over it. Oh my God. Yeah, it's bad.
It is.
So they're thinking that this is some sort of retaliation because It happened in Wisconsin. I mean, it's something that's pretty close to what happened, but it could just be the news just happened to be reporting on it, and it just happened to be in Wisconsin.
Did they arrest the guy?
Yeah, they arrested him. Right. They did. They have him in custody. They haven't arrested him yet. They're holding him for questioning.
Because he could just say it was an accident.
Yo, I saw a goat.
That's what I would do. Like, I would literally, know, I would I regularly murder people with my car and be like, oh, dude, I lost control.
Yeah.
Question. Was he playing the same music as the parade, but a lot faster? And he didn't understand parade etiquette.
Hibbida-sibbida-hibbida-hibbida-hibbida-hibbida-hibbida-hibbida-hibbida.
Dude. Hey, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. that's sad. How many people are dead? Five?
Seven.
As of this article, it was five people dead and 40 people injured.
Jesus.
And injured could mean almost dead. I mean, you could be they could be that's dying true. In the hospital right now. Yeah. A lot of people. I mean, you literally see people getting run over. Boom, boom.
And it's 12 children injured.
Were you just doing the...
Who do you think gets all their presents?
I'm like the black guy from Police Academy.
I thought you were doing the SVU called. Music.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Every time you hit somebody, boom.
What do you think people do with presents they bought for kids that die before Christmas?
Take them back.
Do you? Can you?
Yeah, you can take kid. You can take presents back.
But listen, my kid died. I guess you would donate them or give them to a family friend.
Bury it with them.
Bury them with the presents.
How sheepish do those people feel if they bought that guy's rap album as a present for that kid that died?
That would be a huge coincidence.
The toy red truck. Time you see that truck.
Look, it's a fire truck. Oh, shit.
You see that truck, you're just crying.
What would you do if your kid died with their presents? That's a fucking dark
I think
question.
You got to donate it.
I don't think you're donating it. I don't think you're... Here's what's going to happen.
Bad juju.
You're not even thinking about it. Like the last thing you're thinking is like, well, I do have those presents. I got to get rid of them. Your kid is dead. You're burying your kid. You're grieving for months upon months upon months.
Yeah, I think they sit there in the wrapping paper for months.
Unless you got an Xbox or something. Eventually,
no, you don't even do it. A family member goes,
hey, let me get these out of here.
We got to just get them out. Don't say anything.
They sort of open them and go, all right.
Yeah, what is in here?
PS5?
Yeah.
Exactly how big were the gifts?
Right.
How rich is your family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the thing. If you're pretty poor, Hanukkah must be horrible. Hanukkah, automatically just bring them back.
Yeah.
No one who wants a pencil case.
No, guilt.
A dreidel.
Fucking dreidels.
Yeah.
Dreidels
fucking
all day long.
Stupid. Run over those fucking. Hey, why couldn't they run over a Hanukkah parade? Are there Hanukkah parades? Those people are used to tragedy. Fucking get rid of them.
Why couldn't they run over a Hanukkah?
It couldn't have been Jews.
Hanukkah parade.
That's how you know there's no God. Honestly.
Because they walked for fucking 40 years. They walked for 40 years.
That motherfucker was the Red Sea of red trucks. He fucking separated the shit out of that fucking walkway.
All right, so let's see. Georgia cops indicted after killing a 24-year-old naked concert goer. After Shannon, do you know what you wrote here? Read it out loud.
Oh, this happened at Skankfest, right?
Shannon, read this out loud. I want you to read the sentence that you wrote for me.
Hold on, let me find it. Okay.
Read it out loud.
Five Georgia cops indicted after killing 24-year-old naked concert goer after tasting him a dozen times.
After tasting him.
You can't write the word tasing without it auto-correcting. You can't write tasing.
Shannon, that's the only reason why we've been doing this.
Cocoa butter. Zach.
Go ahead.
Who's white?
Cool water cooler.
Okay, I have a video.
Those fucking menthol cigarettes.
This is a video from one of the body cams.
Please don't be a black guy. Please don't be a black guy.
Nice white.
Oh, thank God. Phew. Sleep again.
Get on your stomach. Get on. This is my first naked man.
This is my first naked man.
But it won't be my last.
That's true.
So anyway, they're indicted after killing a 24-year-old. So give me some more information here. Why would they... Wait, all right. Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
Said he quit breathing. So did they tase him to death or did they shoot him?
Yeah, hold on. I want you to see the
he
rest
quit
of
breathing.
Oh,
tase him again.
He said he didn't want to beat him to death.
Cops said, I just didn't want to have to beat the boy to death.
Oof.
Mm. And then he said, remember what happened with the last one.
What? Wow.
What happened with the last one?
I don't know.
I don't know what happened with the last one.
He ain't there no more.
So
So the guy officially died of asphyxiation. Apparently, after they tased him, they held him down, continued to tase him, and then he suffocated.
They hugged him.
He did it. I can't breathe.
Yeah, they better make a statue of this guy. Yeah. I want to see a big naked statue of this guy.
Are you guys just fucking old Republicans now?
No.
Every fucking talking point is
I
want to
see a statue of his name. Of a naked
fucking
guy.
Anthony Cumia fucking nutsacks over here. Relax, okay? Jesus fucking Christ. It doesn't need to be. It's not about that.
It is about
that. It's not always a point to, about fucking if a fucking black guy getting killed by cops. Look, white guys getting killed by cops too now.
It's true.
Who cares?
But that's a
horrible... Let's stop being this, all of us. Can we all, can literally on every side, not everything...
I just want one statue made. Mm-hmm. That's all. Dude, I mean, it's just one fucking statue of a
naked
dude.
Am I crazy, Zach? Am I crazy or what is the world coming to?
I think you're like choosing to see everything we say through that lens. Like
you're seeing it through that lens, you fucking racist.
You came in here.
Why am I racist?
You on your racism.
I'm not. I think the police
are
wrong.
Not everything is racist.
The police are wrong right there, dude.
I think that.
They should be. They should make us a statue.
Yeah. Gotta honor this person.
Don't tase me, bro.
Look. I just want to watch people die at the hands of cops and not have it politicized.
Me too.
Okay? Me too.
That's fine. I
can
agree
we,
with that.
Can we? This
can we go
with George Floyd?
Go back to 2019.
Yeah, dude.
Right.
Let's
You're
just
right.
fucking.
Absolutely. Fuck
a white
police.
Guy got killed by cops. A black guy got
Fuck
killed
the
by
police.
Cops. The cops stink.
They do.
Black people stink.
They have a...
okay?
Now it sounds like Anthony Cumia.
Okay? Are we okay now? Can we get on the same page here?
Yeah, we were fine.
We
I don't know
never,
you're getting
I
so...
Know, I know what's going on. It ever,
what's
it,
going
like three
on?
Or four times, three or four times they did that. Three
people
or four
are,
times.
People are so passionate.
Very sensitive over there.
Very passionate, you people.
So the cops are being indicted now. It's fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, they're in, they and as they should be. They I mean, these guys were so old. I don't even think they knew they had fucking cams on them. They're like,
yeah.
Can't do that with the other one, Bubba.
Yeah, but so what was he like thrashing around? Was he fucked up on drugs?
It says that they don't know the reason why he was naked, but I can only assume it's drugs. But he was just walking along the side of the road. They approached, told him to get on his stomach, and he refused to.
It's like, no, I'm not putting my dick in the dirt.
Also, did they tell him to be face down, ass up?
Yes. Also, this is his picture. He wasn't white. He's Hispanic of some sort.
Ugh.
There we go.
Like Paco.
He's 24.
He just lost at a naked roast battle.
Oh no. Aww. He's walking almost sad.
Everyone saw his tiny
dick.
Did
I tell you about that?
What?
I guess. I hope the person doesn't hear this and get mad at me. One of the people that competed was very adamant that their boyfriend could be in the back so that they didn't feel weird. And I was like, yeah, that's fine, of course. And then they went up and lost horribly. And as I was leaving Naked Roast, this person's boyfriend ran up to me. And they're like, you need to help me find my partner. And I'm like, why? They're like, they were upset that they lost. And they're on a bunch of mushrooms. And they ran away naked.
Oh, my God. Where was this?
And I went, that sounds like a you problem. Goes, yeah, but it was your show. You got to help me find them.
That sounds
and
like
I went,
a you problem.
I went, I'm going back to my hotel now. Good luck.
The one chick, I won't say she's a sweetheart, but she wasn't naked.
Yeah, I know.
You had a naked roast at Skankfest?
I had a naked roast at Skankfest, and the one chick came out not naked.
Wow. She kept asking me if she could wear, like, accessories. And I was like, necklaces? I was like, yeah, whatever you want. What I think happened, and I don't have confirmation on it, that was not the person I'm talking about.
Her boyfriend wasn't happy.
She brought a dude,
yeah.
And I think he told her she wasn't allowed to get naked.
Thank you.
It's always the dude. Can't have a jealous guy
you
around.
Like, you should be like, baby, you're not.
Which
that
I don't
funny.
Understand because it wasn't like she was standing with a bunch of hot dudes.
Yeah.
No, she was. I mean, well, it was like five of me up there.
She was
there
a hot chick, too. She was hot.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
Yeah, she had a great body.
She's all right.
She was fucking wearing fucking X's over her nipples.
Was this the first one?
No,
wow.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
The second girl.
Was the first one with the mushrooms?
I mean,
I'm not saying any
names. It could have been a guy in a gay boyfriend.
I'm just saying, moving forward, anybody that does the naked roast has to be fucking naked.
Yes.
Or you're not.
Yeah,
it was a surprise to me as well.
It was fucking crazy.
I mean, you disclaim it. You give, like, listen,
well,
this
here's
is
the
a
thing.
Naked
it's not
roast.
Fair. The reason it's not fair, and she's a great chick, funny comic. That's not hating at all, right? So I'm not shitting on her. I'm just saying you're doing something that's unfair to everybody else that's getting up there. You're getting to reap the benefits of being at one of the biggest, most fun shows of the entire weekend, just absolute fucking chaos, without craziness, without having to sacrifice, and to be, that is what makes it uncomfortable for everybody. If you're just a hot chick wearing pasties, it's not uncomfortable for everybody.
I gotta say that was amazing. I mean, the whole festival. I never got a chance to talk to you guys after Skankfest. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
One of my favorite parts. What happened,
Chrissy?
I thought you were there. One of the best times that I had.
Yes, didn't you ride her in Friday?
See now, okay.
You just got it.
No, I got it. I just love the look on his fucking face. He got his hand in the cookie jar. Like, I did it. I've done it. You fighting all those dudes in the rain dressed as a pinata made my fucking my life. I mean, the fact that you dressed up.
You're dressed as a pinata.
He dressed up as a pinata.
And four guys had to try to attack me.
That's funny. Did you have candy inside you?
I had candy attached to the outfit.
That's awesome.
I mean, unbelievable time. And the funny part is, everything that happened that weekend, everybody wanted this thing. Everybody who didn't want Skankfest to happen wanted it to fail. All the bad stuff happened at a totally different festival going on 20 minutes away. Nothing but fucking fun and love and good times at Skankfest.
There was another festival
Astroworld.
Astroworld.
Oh, that.
That happened over there. Well, there's many, many, many more people at Skankfest. It's just a recipe for disaster, technically, but it just worked. I mean, people just fucking gelled. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was great.
What a great time.
Sorry, Chrissy.
Are you?
I would have you at Skankfest every year. It's not my fault that you and one of the organizers have a fucking beef.
I don't have a beef. Well, the beef is completely one-sided.
Well, I don't know what else to tell you. I can't argue with my partners if one of them. There it is. Look, here we go.
That, I mean.
Oh my God, that's really funny. How did you get that outfit?
It's on.
They had it. Ellis had it. I mean, you gotta go fucking figure that out. That's not.
Other than write emails and reach out, what do I have to do to figure it out?
I don't know, man.
Because I'm blocked on everything.
That's just because I'm black.
It's
because I'm black.
What is the problem with Rebecca?
She got upset that I was dating Pat Dixon. After they dated. They hooked up during the summer. I started dating him in October. Everybody wants to fuck me, man. And it's like, come on, over this dude who's like a fucking...
Pat's my boy. Pat's my boy. I love
Pat. I love Pat, but I mean...
It was 100 years ago.
He does have Nazi head.
Oh,
go ahead.
We all do.
So that was the beef. She just didn't like you because you dated him after she dated him.
Yeah, unless there's something else that I don't know
and
about.
Then it just never...
Yeah, no. She just like banned me from the creek, and then I donated to the GoFundMe.
May I suggest a oil wrestling match between Rebecca and Chrissy Mayer at the next Skankfest?
Would you be willing to fight Rebecca Trent at Ellis Mania?
Physically fight her?
If you're willing to physically fight Rebecca at Skankfest, I think I can set that up.
G-string bikinis. You can be clothed. G-string bikinis. A lot, you know, oil of Lewis's choice, whether it's canola oil or
Olay.
Olay. Yeah, maybe.
Oil of Olay.
Oil of Olay.
Thank you. All right, really quickly, let's thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost.
Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of ED. It's an online prescription service, so that means you don't have to go to the doctor's office, have a weird conversation, you don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy, it just goes right to your door. It's really simple. You just got to sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. It's all done in line. Their tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so that's why it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
And here's the best part. We're going to let you try BlueChew absolutely free. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code RAP. You're going to get a 7-day free trial. Once again, BlueChew.com, use that promo code RAP, get a free trial, see if you like it, and chew it and do it. All right, where were we?
I think we're already selling tickets for this. I think it's going to be a
big
sexy
wrestling is one thing, but I don't want to physically
injure
anybody.
No, sexy wrestling. I'm talking like Foxy Boxing or sexy wrestling, whatever you want to call
sexy
it.
Sexy wrestling, Foxy Boxing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what
tidy,
I call
it. Tidy fighting.
Tidy whitey.
But isn't, I mean, like, that's what I call
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll do. I will try to facilitate you guys squashing that for next year, 100%. I don't know anything beyond that. When Rebecca or Christine or anybody, if I come to them and say, hey, I don't want this person at the festival because I don't like them, whatever reason it is, we don't have a vote. We simply go, oh, I have to respect that. And that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's not many of those people. You know what I'm saying? You happen to be the one. So whatever happened... Whatever happened between...
There's not many of that person.
There's not many of them.
There's literally one person that's been from Skankfest, and she's sitting right in front of me right now. I genuinely think that, which is hilarious.
It is funny.
That's the thing that you and Rebecca have to fucking squash. It's not a fucking...
How do you
I love you. I include you in all my things.
I'm sorry I dated somebody that you liked, and I had no idea that
you
guys...
How do you squash it? You take those big titties, smash them on the table. Beef. Hell yeah. Mm.
That's the competition. Who can crush the most beer cans with their
titty squashing.
Look, I'll try to make it work. I know Rebecca, one of the producers that works on Skankfest every year now, Rebecca had a falling out with him, and now he works at the festival.
Did he try to date Pat Dixon too?
No, but he was apparently he was an asshole too. So who knows? I think that you know this business has a very short memory. You know, so
true.
If the goal is simply to fucking you know dead that, I'm sure we could figure it out.
Okay,
mm-hmm. I'm sure we could figure it out.
Sure,
you know I love you.
Okay, that's all that matters.
If we get Tim Dillon to agree to let you on Skankfest, that's all that matters, right?
He was supposed to be there too, right?
Yeah, he bailed less.
I would understand if it was something that I did. Like if I did something shitty to her.
Did it get weird after you started dating Pat? Was it like a thing where you guys had words and you guys were catty with each other? She just simply said,
"He like never spoke." Wow. Like it was like, "Oh, she saw us together," and she's like, "I never want to see her here again." And then she threw bottles of alcohol. That's what Rojo told me. There was this whole scene, and then I was like banned.
Hmm.
So weird.
How long did she date Pat?
I think he told me that they were just hooking up over the summer, and that they were done before he and I started getting like together in October.
That's what Pat was saying.
Right? He could have been lying through his fucking
teeth.
He was
definitely tapping both of your red hands, big-titted asses.
Which,
at the
if
same
he
time.
Was, if he was hooking up with us both at the same time, then I totally understand the anger.
Yeah, he probably was. He probably was fucking you both at the same time. You were probably just being like, okay, Pat, whatever you say.
And I was like a dumb 26-year-old.
Yeah,
so like
looking exactly like you look right now. Not even that hot for the age.
20 to 26.
I was 26,
too.
Looking 38. What the hell, yeah. You know?
Yeah, I think...
That would be the only idea that would make sense
if you were fucking... All right, so devil's advocate. If you were fucking her boyfriend...
Without knowing...
But regardless,
if I had known, I would not have touched
regardless, even so, like if somebody's fucking my girlfriend and I own a venue and a comedy club, I'll go like, yeah, get them the fuck out of here. They're not coming back here. I may even throw a bottle or two. I don't know that I would hold it against them 10 years later. That's why I'm saying we can maybe get through this.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I'm glad you
brought
that up.
It's over Pat Dixon.
Yes. I could understand if I had done something shitty, if we had a personal beef, but this is about some... You know,
Pat Dixon.
This is, yeah.
What's wrong with Pat Dixon?
I tried dating him for 2.5 years.
He's kind of a stud in my book.
Okay.
I like Pat. I wouldn't fuck him.
You know,
not now.
It shouldn't even be that. It should be like it's over a dude, which is dumb. It's not a knock on Pat. You're right.
It's so dumb because like we are on the same side of comedy. We are like preaching the same message. We're both about free speech. Like. It's really insane.
I'm sure we can figure it out. Christy, that'll be my goal next year is to get you at Skankfest.
Oh, thanks, Lewis.
Maybe in Vegas.
Then I will let you ride me into
will you? Opening. Christy, if I get you at Skankfest, Christy, will you suck my cock? Hold on. Everyone be cool. Will you suck my cock dry?
No.
Dry.
The dry.
I mean, like
yeah.
The
no spit. You have to smoke a joint first. You have cotton mouth.
Suck it dry.
All right. Cotton a hand mouth. Job to completion. If I get you back in Skankfest.
I don't know if it's worth it.
It's really
dry.
Fun. Hold on,
terrible
Shannon. Is Skankfest really fun? How fun is Skankfest?
It's so much fun.
Shannon, would you consider giving me a hand job if I said you were never allowed to come back to Skankfest and be a part of it unless you jerked me off one time to completion? Would you do that?
No.
But that's because she didn't get to have fun at Skankfest. She was behind the desk all day.
Don't even bring that up,
Anthony. That's not my fault.
It's not Lewis's fault. He yelled at me many times.
Every time I came to her, yes. I was like, Shannon, stop working.
It's not Lewis's
fault. Get a minion.
Right, but if you had fun, you probably would jerk him off.
Maybe after next year, I'll have a different answer.
For goofs. I jerk you off for this one. I'll jerk you off for the next one, dude. I was like begging. I was like, dude, please. Please put me on.
He literally asked me once and I said yes. Then he followed up once and I was like, of course. And that was the whole conversation.
So easy being a man in comedy.
That doesn't fuck Rebecca Trent's boyfriends.
Well, yeah, I didn't fuck Rebecca Trent's.
As long as you don't fuck Rebecca Trent's boyfriends, you could probably get pretty far with her.
Right.
All you gotta do is not fuck her boyfriend.
If I had known that they were at all even a little bit still together, it would have been a non-issue.
But you knew they were together at one time?
I knew they were together that prior summer.
Can I also say, just if I'm playing the game of trying to fucking...
I'm going to throw it right back at you in a second.
What do you do when the person you're dating tells you that they're done and that they're now dating you?
You can assume that person that you're now... you're the next girl that he starts dating, that person may not like you. You could assume that Rebecca wouldn't like, all right, when...
But I didn't know that they had been a thing until after he and I were already dating.
Okay. Well, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I completely get it. Like I've dated my friend's ex-girlfriend after the fact, and that's a conversation. If he broke up with her and then we dated right afterwards and we didn't have a conversation and it was, I would go, oh yeah, fuck that guy. I don't want to be around that guy. At the very least, I don't want to watch them fucking hook up if my feelings were hurt.
Here's the bottom line. If you fuck anybody in the same business you're in, you're taking a risk.
It's a risk, yeah.
It's a risk. I used to work at a club upstate. I ended up fucking the general manager there.
What was his name?
Gary.
Steve-O. I ended up having sex with the general manager after the fact that I played there. I mean, I played there. She was like, oh my God, he's so funny. I gotta fuck this guy.
Dude, what a loser this manager was.
You're not gonna give yourself a fucking... So
I was just impressed you used to do gigs at an old country buffet.
Dude, the great buffets upstate. And I didn't, you know, the owner found out, he didn't like it, and he banned me from the club. It had nothing to do with him. Had nothing. They didn't have a relationship other than there was an employee to manager relationship, boss relationship. They didn't like it. When you fuck somebody in the business and you're fucking, and you fucked Pat and she owns a club. Do you know what I mean? Like
you made a decision that Pat Dixon's penis was more valuable than the relationship.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you got your role in the, if you like, you know, I mean, I'm letting these guys have never fucked anybody in the business, but if you fuck, but if you fuck somebody and it can come back to bite you, man, it can come back to hurt you.
And that's honestly part of the thrill. Like, honestly, one of the reasons why I fucked so many female comedians is because I know that a few of them will collectively try to Me Too me at one point, and I don't think I can come without that risk, without that danger. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not dating as much as he's building the civil case.
Dude, I fucked at least three comedians that people are like, do not fuck that comedian. She will definitely Me Too you.
Right.
Oh, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the one that I want.
I'm going to fuck you with a spike in your head, bitch.
Oh, bitch, go to sleep. I'm fucking you once you fall asleep.
How bad do you want to be on Rap? How bad do you want to be on Real Ass Podcast, bro?
But that's the thing. I like a little danger in my life. I like a little bit of a...
Everybody does.
Every time I do a crazy chick, every time I meet a crazy chick, I'm like, I can tell. I was like, this bitch is crazy. Yeah. And my dick just starts to fucking do its own little,
zombie dance.
Yeah, it just starts to pop up. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Whether it's a married woman or a comic in the business,
that danger is hot.
Or both.
That danger is actually hot. And do you think that, because you've hooked up with a decent amount of comedians, I'm assuming, or dated. I shouldn't hook up, it's wrong, but you're dating.
Chrissy, you're a big slut.
Back in the day,
Back in the day, a couple. Right.
Chrissy, you're a climber. Now,
okay.
No. Obviously, you fuck losers. So
I fuck losers.
She's not a climber at all. Okay,
I'm the opposite of a climber.
Retarded. Yeah, she climbs down. No, but you. I mean, is there maybe is that part
digger?
Is that part of it? Is like the just the thrill of it sort of being a little bit dangerous in the industry?
Because no, because when I started dating Pat at 26, I was brand new in stand up, and I always use the example of like it's like homeless people at a homeless shelter. You know, I always say like, okay, don't fuck these other homeless people. That's how it is with comedy. It's like you should be aiming higher, better, but it's like these are the people you're around all the time. Yeah. So the homeless people are gonna end up fucking each other, and that's how comedy works.
Yeah, and as well, the other thing is we're around each other, we're drinking, we're horny assholes.
Right.
You just, you get caught up in the moment and you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know.
I mean.
It's a little bit easier. Whenever you sort of cut all the bullshit, right? Because if I'm trying to hook up with some random chick, there's like a bunch of bullshit involved in that. Like I'm listening to what she's saying and acting like I'm interested in it. I'm going out with her. I don't want to really be here having this drink at this place. Like realistically speaking, I just want to be having sex. And I think with comedy, we are all like we're all obsessed with this thing. And that's really the number one priority. So the sex just sort of becomes a thing. Be like, oh yeah, we all know what we're fucking here for. The only thing we really give a fuck about is getting on stage or making a little bit of cash or getting a TV credit or getting into Montreal. So that's, we're not feigning interest in all this other shit. We are really interested in this shit. And we all end up just fucking each other.
And to go backwards, what you said, we're all already out having a drink together. Because right. That's what we do every night. The hardest job is done. Yeah. We're already all sitting here drinking.
You're out late at night, you're all drinking. And also, I dated him when I was brand new in comedy, so it was like, wow, this person's 15 years older. They have a Comedy Central credit. I was brand new. I was like, wow. So his like validation meant so much that time.
That makes sense.
I was like, oh, he thinks I was young, stupid.
Yeah, it's the hours. I mean, it's hard to date somebody when you are out all night at a bar at 3 a.m. and they try to reason that you're not fucking other women or cheating on them. You know, you're actually I'm working, but they go work. You're not working.
I'm fucking another woman.
Yeah, you're just on stage telling jokes. You're not working. You don't work for a living.
I love doing that. Telling my girlfriend to do laundry while I'm playing video games on Twitch. I'm like, what? I'm working. Sorry.
Yeah, you're working.
It's very hard to date people that are totally outside of the industry because exactly, if you're a guy who's dating like a civilian woman, they're going to be like, you're exactly what you said. You're not working. You're telling jokes. Like,
right.
And you're not around during like that prime date time, like those dinner having date hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nearly impossible.
Well, most people, they work all week. The weekends, they have their beers with their friends over. You know, it's like, how about the Jets? How about this and that? But I mean, comics, they work the weekends. Our main money grab is the weekends
and at night, yeah,
all night. You know, we're the opposite of what other people do for a living. So,
yeah, it's difficult. It is a difficult thing. So, yeah, look, I've always liked dating comedians. But you know, you're right. There is definitely a little bit of drama involved with it, and you know, think about how many.
It works for some people. I mean, Sarah and Joe. It works for them. It works for some couples, Bonnie and Bonnie's husband.
Whatever his name is.
It works for everybody. I mean, I don't know. Bonnie and Mr. Bonnie. Mr. Bonnie.
Let's switch it up a little bit. Thanksgiving is Thursday. I'm actually excited about Thanksgiving this year. All of my family is now in Jersey. Everyone's coming together. We're going to have a big, massive family Thanksgiving.
Nice.
It's time for, ladies and gentlemen, what you snacking on? Thanksgiving edition. Hell yeah.
This is a new segment.
What you snacking on? No, it's what a Thanksgiving edition is going to be. Here's what I have to do. Okay, so my sister's preparing Thanksgiving dinner this year, but I have to bring some sides and some other things. So what I want is I want some suggestions for things that I could bring that would impress the group.
Do you want to make something or do you only want to buy something?
Maybe going to just buy it. Maybe I'll make something. I don't know. I can cook and I'm a pretty good cook actually. I don't have a lot of time. Not a lot of time in the day. So I know already what I'm doing is I'm ordering the broccoli salad from Mighty Quinn's Barbecue.
Ooh. That's good.
Which is the best.
Everyone loves broccoli.
Broccoli slaw.
Yeah, it's like a broccoli slaw. Have you had it from Mighty Quinn's?
I know exactly what it is. Yeah. I know
exactly what it is with the cranberries, the almond slices.
It's crunchy. It's fun.
It's fun, sweet, crunchy, salty at the same time. It's fucking delightful.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. But I need some suggestions here.
Well, if you want to make something, there's something called an impossible pie. It's involved with like coconut. You literally make it in a blender. It's the easiest thing to make. That's all my mom ever cooked because it takes like 2 seconds to make, and then you just throw that in a pan, and it's like a pie. It's like a coconut pie.
What's an impossible pie? What is it? What
do you put in it? So you can Google it. You can Google it. It's like coconut, I don't know, other shit.
It's like coconut custard?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fun.
Very easy.
That's fun. Didn't you cook it one time? No, you worked in the deli of a supermarket. I worked a bunch. Never mind.
What do you mean I used to?
Weren't you a chef? No. You sliced deli meat at a ShopRite. I apologize. I confused that.
I swept up the floor at the end of the night. Dude, you want to like? Are you sticking to some Puerto Rican heritage? You gonna make a little pork shoulder, well, or get a little pork shoulder action? You know, you get a little sentimental.
Some unique things. Okay, so obviously, biscuit. My sister's gonna do the turkey and the stuffing, the mashed potatoes and the candy yams unique. And all that. But I want to get some unique.
So bring some sushi and some shit like
that. Oh, asshole. No.
Don't be a fucking dickhead. Okay.
No, it's unique.
I want to do some unique dishes. My girlfriend's mother's coming too, and God bless her soul, but she's annoying the fuck out of me already. She's like, I'll bring mashed potatoes, and I'm like,
mashed potatoes.
No, you're not bringing the mashed potatoes. Like that's what.
What? That's too important.
You don't bring
mashed potatoes.
That's in the
turkey, yeah. The stuffing, the mashed potatoes.
Bring
the
alcohol. Bring wine. Yeah.
Yeah. When you show up, you come with a dessert. You come with some sort of unique side.
If I were you, I would go back to that KFC you were gonna rob. With the screwdriver and just fucking just get grab a
chicken
bunch
balls.
Of, yeah, just grab a bunch.
Just get, let me get a dozen
God,
chicken
you
balls.
God, you know what would be so good? You know what's a
I'm
hit?
I'm back in this time. I'm going
to
do it.
You know what's so easy to make and so potatoes. Good? The fucking Red Lobster cheddar biscuits. You can buy them in the box and
those
just
are
fire
oh, yeah,
them up.
If you bring some black people
some
over, that'd
cheese.
Be amazing.
It's so good. Everyone loves those.
Right. Sodium bombs.
Cornbread?
Dude, let me just say this real quick.
Oh, cornbread's
I'm
smart.
Writing down Red Lobster... biscuits,
cheddar
because that's actually a great idea because they're so fucking good.
They're so good.
You're right. You buy them in the box frozen, mm-hmm. throw them in the oven.
Wrap them up
good.
A little towel. Yep. You just make them plop them on a cookie sheet. Throw some cheese in there.
What I do is, okay. You had. I want you to
the
finish
cornbread.
You.
And my same suggestion was going to say, if she is doing stuffing, I guess, but you could do the same thing with cornbread. Have you ever had stuffing muffins?
Stuffing muffins.
But what's the best part of the stuffing? You get a corner piece.
That's what right. I call Chrissy's tits.
A corner piece?
No, stuffing muffins. Not a corner piece.
You know, like a corner piece. Like, you want a piece that's got, like, the edge a little.
Sorry. I'm laughing at my Chrissy Mayer tits.
That's like a girl. A girl who's rough around the edges is a corner piece.
Yeah, a corner piece.
She works on the corner. It's a corner piece.
Oh, yeah.
So you want, like, an edge piece of stuffing. Stuffing muffins, you put it in a muffin tray. Everybody's stuffing has...
Everyone's
oh,
got...
shit.
Ooh.
Or you can do the same cornbread in the muffin pan...
Stuffing muffins.
Really, really good.
I like that. Because then it's really you got a crispy exterior. It's not just that little piece. You get a lot of crispy.
Yeah.
Here's what I like to do. I like to, and this isn't really Thanksgiving themed, but I like to go to a Chinese food restaurant and I grab a bunch of appetizers. I'll get a bunch of like egg rolls. I'll get a bunch of dumplings. It's just like some stuff you put out. Yeah.
That's sad man food.
That is sad.
Don't eat sad
really?
Man
that
food.
Is, if I showed up and there was cold sesame man. Noodles on a plate.
That's sad.
I didn't say cold sesame
I'd be
noodles.
Infuriated.
That's like there's no love in up. Your life.
Yeah.
Anything Asian does not belong at Thanksgiving.
No rice at the Thanksgiving table for Chinese people.
I think he's serving four chicken wings fried hard, nigga.
That's like you're not a Jew on Christmas. Leave the Asian
I guess.
Food at home.
Yo, if you order chicken wings at a Chinese food restaurant, it's an automatic. Yeah, you're
fried hard, nigga.
You're running people over. You're with running the, people over in your red truck afterwards.
Lewis, I found a list of 12 show-stopping Thanksgiving sides.
12 show-stopping
Thanksgiving
sides.
This is, if you're willing to pay, this first one seems amazing. It's
this
sweet,
looks expensive.
Sweet potato gratin with pancetta, parmesan, and sage.
Can I tell you why I like it?
Why?
The fucking pun. Sweet potato gratin?
I don't think that's a pun.
I don't
that's
get
not
it.
A pun.
Why is that a pun?
It's barely alliteration.
Oh, never mind.
Lewis, stop trying to write jokes.
You know what
I
thought
it
was?
Not even assonance.
You want to know why? Can I tell you why?
Please.
Oh, man, this is really me being stupid. This is really me being dumb. I thought for my entire life up until this exact moment that it was called au gratin.
Oh, but that is a different thing. That's a different thing.
Is that a different thing?
Yes.
Okay,
au gratin.
So when you said potato gratin, I was like... Potato gratin.
Is it au gratin?
Like
A-U?
It's Irish au gratin.
It's au. It's au gratin.
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah, like au juice.
Wait,
not au gratin. Like
sure?
It. Not like it's Irish.
Yeah,
like
it's
au gratin.
Not Irish.
No, this is sweet potato. You can share this. It's sweet potato gratin with pancetta, parmesan, and sage.
Au dash gratin and gratin.
There's no gratin.
There is no au gratin.
Yes, there is. A-U.
I think there is.
Yeah,
there
is. A-U-gratin.
Not au gratin.
But it's... Okay, I'm sorry, dickhead, that I'm not... gratin, you fucking asshole. Fine, guys. I'm wrong. It's not au gratin. It's
No one says eh.
It says au gratin, sprinkled with breadcrumbs or grated cheese or both and browned.
Go back to the list, Shannon. God damn it.
I don't want to argue semantics.
Okay, so the sweet potato gratin with pancetta, parmesan, and sage. That seems like an amazing dish to bring.
But why is that? Is that more expensive?
No, it's a different twist on like au gratin potatoes, and it has the pancetta, parmesan. That's my favorite one of the list. But there's three cheese cauliflower gratin. Not everything is gratin. mashed potatoes with cream cheese.
What?
No, these are all no.
What about quiche? Quiche is good.
This looks fun.
Kale salad. You're not going to like this. Kale salad, quinoa, cranberries, toasted almonds. It looks pretty.
Yeah, this is all. These are all terrible.
You didn't like the first one?
I'm ordering red lobster biscuits and broccoli salad, and I maybe
you have to buy the box.
The red lobster biscuits.
I may be suggesting stuffin' muffins, and that's my contribution. These are solid fucking ideas. Stuffing muffins is great.
Your stuffing muffins are
don't order them. Make
wild.
Them like right before you serve them.
No, I'm going to tell my sister about the stuffing muffin idea. I'm going to buy her the muffin trays. Yeah. I'll buy her three muffin
and
trays.
And you do mini muffins or full size?
Do full size.
Yeah, they fucking roll hard on Thanksgiving, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we got some full size muffins for your ass, bro.
Hell yeah.
Some fucking deep dish pizza, my
noodle. Natalie's mom can bring some cranberry sauce. I've never been impressed with anybody's like homemade cranberry sauce.
I jar love
of
it.
The cans better.
I love it out
I've
the
never
can.
Enjoyed
oh,
it more
it's
than
so
the can.
Good.
Just
you gotta
sliced.
Get the,
yeah.
I could fuck up some cranberry sauce.
Yeah. I can't wait for Thursday. Well, I'm really getting excited.
Yeah, it's good. It is one of my
I'm
favorite
excited
holidays.
To get drunk.
This is the first year, or this is the first year. I just started getting into why the not? Holidays again. I'm really excited about
yeah.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that. Like family.
That's nice.
A few years ago, I would say that I didn't give a fuck about family, and now yeah. like it's just fucking yeah. I really look forward to it.
Like a yeah, few years right. ago, like. After your son was born or a few years ago before he
well,
was
before,
born?
Before my son was born, okay. I would have said that I didn't give... I would say I didn't have a family even. Like, I would, I didn't even go home half the time. I, you know how many Thanksgivings I spent alone just eating KFC? Two. Aww.
That you paid for?
Or egg
yeah.
rolls?
Okay. I didn't rob the KFC.
Every year...
Which, by the way,
KFC
Thanksgiving is a solid Thanksgiving. Get a 16-piece bucket.
It's beautiful.
Me and Haley Boyle just
so
splitting a 16-piece bucket.
Haley Boyle. Wow.
We lived in an apartment in Washington Heights that every bedroom was separated by blankets. It was like a shanty town.
God.
So she had multiple roommates in a one-bedroom apartment with like four people, but it was just like
this
little rooms.
Korean.
And she would take our rent money and not pay rent with it. It was wild.
Right.
The scam that she was fucking, it was great. And God bless her soul, I'm not hating. I found out she wasn't paying the rent because the landlord eventually came like being like, please.
You don't pay rent?
Please pay the rent. And I was like, well, I've been paying her rent. So then I was like, you're not paying rent. And she's like, fine. So then I cut my rent
fine.
In half. Then I
fine.
Cut my rent in half.
Fine, I'll pay the rent, asshole.
Yeah. So those were the good old days.
They were good times, right?
No. It's so
well,
depressing.
In a way, it's a wistful time for you being young. And I remember your old headshots with you on top of the building. Yeah. Remember those old headshots? I mean, it's like, I remember so many, like, you know, people were just... living day
everyone's
by day,
got a headshot of them on a roof somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, in front of graffiti.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do the whole
how
like,
else
prison
are you gonna
pose.
Look tough?
I don't right. look. I don't look back at those times
New
and remember
City.
In any sort of like positive way. It was just pure true depression.
Yes. Yeah. It was
pure
crazy.
Like you know teetering on suicide at all times. Mm. If you ever saw me smiling before like 5 years ago, it was me physically making my face curl into a smile. And,
like the Grinch?
Yeah. Like I'd have to consciously, every muscle in fucking my face, I'd have to curl, and it would take me a full minute to get into smile position.
Lewis, would you say that the more responsibility you took on, the happier you became, or the more satisfied you felt?
No, it was simply money.
Usually, okay. That's what
it is. I'm not even hating. I'm not rich by any sense of the words, but, you know, once I stopped struggling financially... that became that source of, you know, stress was lifted, and I was able to sort of approach the other stresses in my life in a real way. you know, and yeah, I mean, I've gone to therapy, I've done all that stuff, but I think that like just being so fucking broke and not knowing where rent was coming from. I mean, I lived my life where it was like the day before rent was due, I still didn't know where I was even getting it.
Yeah.
For years. I mean, for years and years and years. And I mean, just the anxiety and that fucking feeling, it'll really, it fucks with you. You know, and they say, you know, money doesn't buy happiness. Sure, it doesn't. But what it does is it enables you to see the things that you can be happy about and see the things that you can appreciate in your life. So that was the biggest difference for me, because I grew up fucking, I'm talking about like poor as could be. Like, I don't know anybody, with the exception of a few like homeless kids that I knew, like I didn't know anybody who grew up poorer than me or in more of an abusive situation. So yeah, that was it. And then, yeah, then you start to, you put your energies into things that make sense. I can just work on the things that I really love and work on doing the things that I really enjoy doing. I mean, I don't, there's nothing that I do in any given day anymore that I don't want to do. You know, the last thing I was doing, the Believe You Me podcast with Bisping, that was the last thing that I was doing that was sort of, it felt like work. Like, I was like, I don't really feel like doing this. I don't feel like going in analyzing fights or watching these fights right now and having a conversation and feigning interest in it. That was the last thing on my plate that sort of like,
wow,
you know, kept me in a place where I just wasn't truly happy.
Well, people don't know a lot about you in the beginning. People don't know, because, I mean, I knew you when you were hustling tickets on the street. I mean, and that wasn't even like the lowest point. That was, you were making a good business that way. You were on the street, but it was every day. You know, like, I've never seen somebody work as hard as you.
Seven days a week, Christmas Day.
No matter what fucking weather it was. Yeah. I mean, you were 2 for 10, this and that, 4 for 10. You're going to see Louis C.K. You're going to see this guy. I mean, it's just you're literally selling tickets on the street to somebody who didn't even want to go see a comedy show. You're stopping them. You're giving them a pitch. And to see go from that to what you did at Skankfest, to the fucking Empire, it's a fucking, it blows my mind.
Well, thank you. And you were there. You were there. You amazing. Sold tickets with us.
I sold tickets with you. I'm actually still selling tickets for you. By the way, I don't know if you want to go see a comedy show later. It's 2 for 10.
Well, thank you.
It's
the hardest I appreciate thing to do. It,
Zen. But it's unbelievable. It really blows my mind, dude, because you have to take a step back and go, if you ever feel it to yourself, what the fuck am I doing with my life? You know what I mean? You went from, like, literally, here, you want to buy some fucking tickets to go see a comedy show?
Yeah.
To, you know, people sold out. 1 hour.
The thing that fucked me up is I went back to Skankfest. When I went behind to the stage that was being built, the big outdoor stage, right?
Yeah.
And I walked back there, right? And I walked by, and some guy was like, hey, buddy, you can't be back here. And it was a great moment.
Right.
Because then Brian, who's one of my producers here, went over. He was like, no, he runs the whole festival. But I don't deal with Brian. I deal with Rebecca, who deals with another producer, who deals with Brian. And Brian is dealing with this stagehand guy who has no idea. It got so big that, like, there are people working for me that have no idea who I even am.
Right.
That was a really weird moment. But it was a really cool moment to be like to the first Skankfest, like, it was hand painted banners on the stage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and now we go into this area and the imaging and the banners and the stage and the lighting, it is a real, it felt very, very real. And it was very satisfying. And the space between the last Skankfest to this one also, and, you know, sort of allowed me to sort of reflect on how important this was. I'll tell you right now, Skankfest, if you guys, and I'm not going to spend the next year promoting Skankfest, because I know that's what we've been doing for the past 2 years. But it is very satisfying. We have amazing things planned for Skankfest. Skankfest Vegas, if we can make it happen, I saw the perfect venue. Perfect fucking venue in Vegas. Like, we saw two that could really work. Technically three. Saw two that could work. One is perfect. One, if I can make the deal happen right now, we would announce Skankfest Vegas so you guys can buy tickets for Christmas.
Right.
If I can make it happen. And I'm trying to make it work. I'm as we're sitting here, I am checking my phone to find out if this is a done deal and we can make this work. So if you're a Real Ass Podcast fan, you guys get a little bit of insight, because, Skankfest Vegas is very, very real. We're looking at places in Florida. We're also looking at places in Texas, both Austin and Houston. We're looking at New Jersey. We've had, you know, dozens of venues and managers hit us up asking us to make Skankfest a part of their venue. It really does have to be the perfect venue. That's the most important thing. It has to feel like a party. It has to be all-encompassing. It has to be one place.
Right.
So it's not like we can just go anywhere. But Skankfest Vegas, we had an incredible time. Shout out to Yo Kratom, who came out and met us in Vegas. Just watch those guys. The amount of money that those guys spend, just like nothing. Like, it's nothing. Right. Just gambling. we should be charging them three times the amount of money we're charging for sponsorship. I really mean, it's fucking crazy. When I watch them drop at a blackjack table, I want a free Rolex. That's what I expect for them to come back on for Skankfest.
Wow.
And I'm going to make this very clear. If you want to be Skankfest marquee sponsors, I want a Rolex gifted to me. I'm not paying for it. Fuck this noise. Would I watch you spend at Baccarat, you fucking psychopaths? Uh-uh.
Just guys, any Rolex? Even if it's an old one?
I think the older ones are better. The older ones are more valuable.
But don't you have...
Yeah, it's the opposite of women.
Can't you just check the time on your phone?
I got a 38-year-old Rolex. No, shout out to your credit because they were fucking awesome. We had a really great time with
Everything
them.
Everything was amazing. Yeah, it was great.
All right, look, let's wrap this one. This has been a great show. Shout out to Chrissy Mayer, Anthony Zenhauser. Love these guys. Support them. We'll check you guys this weekend in Poughkeepsie. Myself, Zenhauser, and Zach Amico. But we'll check you on Wednesday with another Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.